Welcome to Faith Matters on KTTZ-FM 89.1. Join us for a conversation about faith in everyday life, the trials, the tribulations, and the triumphs. Discussions about how faith matters to you and our community. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Health, whose mission is to extend Christian ministry by caring for the whole person, body, mind, and spirit, and by working with others to improve health and quality of life in our communities. Now, here's your host, Tom McGovern.
I'm Tom McGovern, host of Faith Matters, and I'm delighted this Sunday afternoon to have as my special guest, my dear friend of many, many, many years, Monsignor James O'Connor, or as I would call him, Jimmy O'Connor. Jimmy is from my hometown, Cashel County, Tipperary, in Ireland. Jimmy, we're going to have our own fireside chat here together as we remember things together. How many years, Jimmy, have you been in on the plains?
I'm out here 46 years now, Tommy. I flew out from Ireland on the 7th of September of 1970. I've been here in the panhandle of Texas for that length of time.
Jimmy, before we came on the air, you were remembering with me your arrival in the U.S. and how your two priest uncles took you from Cashel to Shannon and then on to New York. Tell us about your first impressions of New York and then maybe of a visit to a famous steakhouse.
You see, I had never flown at all before I flew across the Atlantic, Tommy. You know, to land at Kennedy Airport, my jaw was dropping the whole time. My eyes were popping out of my head. There was a priest friend of mine that was ordained with me, Kieran McHugh, and another priest, Father O'Reilly. They picked me up at the airport. They drove me down Manhattan, you know, and looking at those huge, big buildings, I was awestruck, you know. But they brought me to a steakhouse, which was Jack Dempsey's steakhouse. And of course, I would have listened to Fights of Jack Dempsey way, way back when I was young. And we had the biggest steak that I had ever eaten in my life. At the end of the meal, anyway, who comes around? Only Jack Dempsey himself. We got to take a photograph with Jack Dempsey, you know. And I remember Jack Dempsey put his fist up to my jaw. It was like putting a hammer to it, you know what I mean? But I still have that photograph and I treasure it, you know. Yeah. It's one of the lovely memories. And of course, it's the memory that I have of the day that I arrived in the United States.
How memorable, Jimmy, and how exciting and how colorful.
I know, yes.
And then on down to the Panhandle, huh?
And then down to the Panhandle. My first assignment was in Amarillo at Our Lady of Guadalupe Church in Amarillo. Totally Hispanic, Mexican-American. You remember at the time, back then in those times, we flew out of, DFW wasn't open at the time, so we flew out of Love Field. You got off the plane and you came out through the Carmack, you know, and into the airport. I saw this priest with all these brown faces inside the gates, you know. They were pointing at me because I was dressed in the clericals. Yeah. That was to be my first assignment. And I hadn't even read up much about West Texas. I associated the Mexican people with Mexico itself. Yeah. That's where I started out, yes. Yeah.
Jimmy, as you think back 40 years to Amarillo, we Irish are very much nature-drawn and nature-driven. What was your first impressions of the skies of West Texas, Jimmy? The sky, the skyscape?
You couldn't but be impressed, Tommy, by the vastness, you know, and by the sunsets, especially, you know. Not being a great morning person, I don't often see the sunrise as such. But if you're driving through the country here and the sun is going down, there's a tranquility and there's a beauty about it that just makes you feel very close to God. It really does. It touches your soul and your heart. And you just feel that peace surrounding you. So it's just gorgeous here. It's one of the lovely things about West Texas, yeah.
Yeah, we share that in common because, and with Chuck too, you know, the sunset especially is so awesome and the magnificent blending of colors, Jimmy.
Exactly, yes, yeah.
And, well, a lot of your work has been with our beautiful Mexican-American people.
Yeah, I was an associate at Our Lady of Guadalupe. A priest by the name of Joe Lopez. That was one of the great blessings of my life. Joe was very patient with me. You know, when you'd come from Ireland and you'd be finding your feet, you know what I mean? And there'd be so many things that you would be unfamiliar with. But I remember very distinctly for the first 3 months or so, I couldn't get enough sleep, you know? And I'd be going in during the day and I'd be taking little siestas, as I'd call them, you know. Well, it's kind of the way I am anyway. But Father Joe said to me one day, he says, Jim, are you feeling okay? I said, I'm feeling grand, Joe, but I get sleepy. And do you know what I found out? It was the elevation.
Absolutely.
The elevation and the blood.
Thinning.
Thinning, yeah. And getting accustomed to the oxygen, yeah.
I had the very same experience. I thought I might be getting leukemia or something, you know.
Go away.
It was the adapting to the altitude, which is quite high.
Yeah.
Because we lived all of our lifetime at sea level.
At sea level, yeah. So that was one of my early remembrances of that first parish.
How was it driving for you when you first came for the when you began to drive for the first time? On the other side of the road, as we shall say.
I know. Well, you see, I had never driven in Ireland because my father didn't have a car. There was no family car or anything like that. So I had never had any opportunity to drive. I had to learn to drive after I came to the United States. For the first 3 months that I was out here, any place I went, I walked in what we would call the barrio up there, you know. And it wasn't until January of 1971 that I was in a position to buy my first car and start to learn to drive. But one of the memories I have was one day walking back to the rectory, a man came up to me and he said, Father, would it be okay if I went in and used the restroom? Now, you know how in Ireland we never use that word at all. I was only out a week or so. We call it a toilet. And I kind of looked at him quizzically and I said, well, I think so, yeah. I went in, Father Joe was in the front office, you know, and I said to Father Joe, I said, this man wants to lie down for a while on the couch. And Father Joe said to me, he said, what? And I said, he wants to lie down for a while. And the man said, no, Father, he said, I just want to use the restroom. It's those things that you wouldn't think of, you know, that you'd have to get used to. Yeah.
Jimmy, we'll take a short break. But what a wonderful story and what an introduction to your early life on the plains. Thank you, Jimmy.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Health, celebrating Covenant Heart and Vascular Institute. Since 1965, Covenant has brought together cardiac physicians, nurses, and professionals whose sacred mission is compassionate care for every patient. More information is available on cardiac care online at www.covenanthealth.org. Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Now again, your host, Tom McGovern.
Welcome back to Faith Matters. I'm Tom McGovern, and we're delighted to have as our guest this Sunday afternoon, Father Jimmy O'Connor. Jimmy will soon be leaving to go back to Ireland after 47 years on the plains. And Jimmy, after you've served in Amarillo for many years, then you also served in Hereford. The camp was still there in Hereford, was it, in those years?
It was, yeah.
Tell our listeners about the camp, what it was, and what your experience there was.
When I was assigned to what we would call the La Misión de San José in Hereford, I was assigned there in January of 1978. I lived for 2 years in the labor camp, they called it. Now, what you had there, Tommy, was old barracks that had been brought in. Because you had Italian prisoners of war.
Which is part of the history during World War II, yes.
During World War II, yeah.
And then the migrant workers
Migrant workers were coming through.
From Mexico. And parts of South Texas, I'm sure, too.
Exactly, yeah. And in the Hereford area, you had then, and you still have, vegetables being grown, and they came for the harvesting of the lettuce and of the potatoes and of carrots and so on. These old barracks were brought in and they were set up there in the labor camp in Hereford. At that time, it was not tied up with the sewer system in Hereford everybody had those septic tanks, and there was no reliable water supply there back then. One of the people that had bought a well, he was supplying the water for the camp, but it came and went, you know, and it wasn't reliable. You know, and I lived there for 2 years before.
I visited you there, Jimmy, but you had such affection as you always had, especially for poor people and people who struggle. That's been a great gift and a wonderful legacy that you leave with us. I remember the joy that you found in the people and how readily available you were, and then how you became fluent in Spanish.
Yeah, that's true, Tommy. Yeah, I've always had a preference, I'd put it that way. I just love working with the Mexican-American people. And I think that the way God works in our lives, I'm sure that that was the way it's meant to be, because my personality kind of suits the Mexican-American people, because they just suited me down to the ground to work with them.
And then, you know, you're that emotion and being able to express yourself,
yeah.
And the music and the...
Exactly, and yes.
It's really like, in some ways, not exactly, but in many ways, it's reminiscent of who we are as Irish, too, because we're storytellers.
That's right.
We like music. The corrido is very much like the Irish ballads, if you will, you know, the stories that are told.
That's true, yeah. One of the memories, one of the stories I have about La Misión de San José, you know, I started learning Spanish, but I wasn't proficient enough by then to be able to just give a homily, you know, off the top of my head and stuff like that. And I remember talking with Cornelio Castañeda, you know, he was a kind of a part-time secretary. And I said to Cornelio, when I'm giving my homily next Sunday, would you help me, you know, just if I'm making any mistakes, just help me. What did Cornelio do when he came into Mass and he sat at the very front pew? And when I was giving my homily, he had a big writing pad out, and every so often he'd write out something. And I got as nervous as a kitten, you know what I mean? I said to Cornelio after that, Cornelio, next Sunday when you come, will you sit at the back of the church where I won't see you writing down stuff, you know? That was one of my little memories.
So you had your own scribe there writing.
Yeah.
Jimmy, you're also very much loved and remembered for your care of the sick. The hospice people in Lubbock and the hospitals, and the hospitals of the other cities that you've worked in, have always remembered you for, or do remember you for, your care of people who are sick and their families. What attracts you to the care of people who are sick or suffering and dying?
Sure, I think it's kind of part of our calling, you know, as a priest, that your heart goes out to people. You'd be following in the footsteps of Christ, I feel, anyway, when you're there for the sick, especially for the terminally ill and people that are coming near the end, not alone for the poor sick person that's there, but for the family that surrounds them as well. It's always been my experience, Tommy, that it's a great comfort to the family to know, we say, that the priest goes and is there and maybe gives the person the anointing of the sick and just prays with them.
And you know what you... I remember for, and this is the way I know you, is that you relate so readily to people when they are suffering, because you always, I don't want to embarrass you with this, but you do give off a great sense of compassion, of presence to people. And like you said, I think that comes naturally out of your calling, but I think it comes out of that temperament of yours also, though.
Probably, Tommy, yeah.
As we reflect on our growing up, both Jimmy and I grew up on the same town, on the same street, but our parents and our grandparents on the Green, Cashel, County Tipperary. My father used to refer to it as the Valley of the Squinting Windows, you know. On the other side of it, what did we learn about community from what we learned in Ireland?
We grew up in a tremendously stable environment. The huge blessings that I feel in my life that I got was just the sense of security and stability that I grew up with. And you grew up with the same thing. First of all, starting with your own family, with your parents, they were always there. You wouldn't give all the tea in China for that sense of security that you get.
And the family sense.
And the family sense, yeah. And then the wider community after that, you know.
And of course, Jimmy, on your side and of course on my mother's side, they'd been there for generations.
They had.
Like biblical almost.
They had, yeah. You know, biblical is right, because if my mother ran short of sugar, So go out to Mrs. Morrissey and she'll give you a half bag of sugar or something like that if you were short on it, you know. There was that sense of community and sharing and being there for one another.
Jimmy, we'll take a short break. It's just been wonderful remembering the Plains and remembering Cashel, and we'll be back after a short break.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Health, celebrating Covenant Heart and Vascular Institute. Since 1965, Covenant has brought together cardiac physicians, nurses, and professionals whose sacred mission is compassionate care for every patient. More information is available on cardiac care online at www.covenanthealth.org. The views, opinions, and comments that are expressed on this program are solely those of the host and guest and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions of KTTZ-FM, Texas Tech Public Media, Texas Tech University System, or our faculty and staff, our affiliates, our partners, and our sponsors. Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Now again, your host, Tom McGovern.
Welcome back to Faith Matters. My guest this Sunday afternoon is my dear friend. I've known him since he was born, Father Jimmy O'Connor from St. Patrick's here in Lubbock, who will shortly be leaving to go back to Ireland in retirement. Jimmy, how close were we to the fields, to the open countryside where you and I lived?
Oh, yeah, sure. We were very close, Tommy, because all you had to do, in my case anyway, was walk across the street, go through a haggard up into Jimmy Hanley's fields. And we used to go out there and gather mushrooms at a certain time of the year. And the cows were there and the whole bit. You were just right on the edge of the countryside, you know.
And of course, Cashel is a small ancient city. It has a history that goes back to St. Patrick in the 400s. Also, I remember that the milk we got from your grandmother's across the street.
That's right, yes, yeah. And you went up in the morning. In our case, it was up to Jimmy Hanley's, and you brought back a gallon of milk in the morning, and you went back in the evening. And back then, even, Tommy, the milk wasn't pasteurized. We never suffered from that or anything.
And then, of course, you know, I remember, Jimmy, when your mother, God rest her, died, you and I walked around the town of Cashel.
Uh-huh.
The game we used to play as children, naming every person on every street and everyone that lived in every house.
We would have known everybody, yeah.
The whole entire population would have been known to us.
You're talking about a town of what, about 4,000 or maybe three in those 2 years. Yeah, it's grown a little bit since then. Everybody would know everybody else.
I know. I was born, delivered on the Green. Were you born on the Green too, in your own house?
Oh, I was, yeah.
And our folks died and born and died on the same street.
Yeah, well, like you, Tommy, it was a midwife that came to the house. You know, your mother would tell you stories. I was supposed to have been called Michael after my father. The midwife was a great fan of my great-grandfather. She said, he's such a fine, strapping little fella. You need to call him James after his great-grandfather, you know. Well, my great-grandfather was the father of 21 children, you know. And here am I, and I have none, you know. Yeah. I always remember that story.
My grandfather had the first radio on the Green ever. In our day when we grew up, that we were lucky to have the wireless, as we call the radio.
That's very true. And one other thought on Cashel. I've often thought about my own father. See, my father was born on that street. When he got married, he lived in a house just up the street from where he was born and raised. He spent his whole life there in that house. I've often thought, in our day, there's so much mobility and people are moving around so much. He had that rootedness, we'll call it.
And then, Jimmy, I always remember when your mom came here, she was staying with Tony at the time. I took her to a supermarket. She couldn't get over it. Because in our day, every day you bought the meat, you bought the bread, you went for the messages, like we used to call it.
That's right, yeah. You went down to Nora O'Leary's for some things and then down to Michael Davitt's for more of your grocery. And that was it, yeah.
So growing up in Cashel, we have fond memories.
Very, very fond memories. And you see, that's where I'm going back. I'm going back home to my own hometown now when I retire.
What's it like retiring for you, Jimmy?
It's kind of bittersweet feelings in a way. I will go back and I will have had such great memories of so many people, of serving as a priest out here, it becomes like your second home. You know, people say to you, well, what's it like coming to the plains of Texas, you know, from Ireland? And it's such a contrast, isn't it? And the land is so flat and everything. My answer to that is, it grows on you, doesn't it? Yeah. You know, and you grow to love it more and more and to feel comfortable more and more.
So you'll have memories of the plains remembered and Cashel revisited, you know?
Yes, yeah.
You and I share a great love of poetry together, which is part of it. And I think you might give us a bit of a poem, as we say in Ireland, just so that people can remember you in a poem that you like so well.
Right, yeah. I love this poem by William Butler Yeats, and it's entitled The Lake Isle of Innisfree. And it resonates with me now because of the fact that I'm getting ready to go home. It says, I will arise and go now and go to Innisfree, in a small cabin built there of clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honey bee, and live alone in the bee loud glade. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow, dropping from the vales of the morning to where the cricket sings. There midnight's all a glimmer, and noon a purple glow, and evening full of the linnet's wings. I will arise and go now, for always night and day I hear lake water lapping with low sounds by the shore, while I stand on the roadway or on the pavement grey, I hear it in the deep heart's core.
So, Jimmy, in the deep heart's core, you'll have wonderful, wonderful memories of the warm people of the plains.
Very, very much.
And the
very,
wonderful
very
Mexican
much.
People especially that,
very,
you,
very much,
that loved
yes.
you and loved you so much. I'm sure you'll come back and visit us again.
I would love to, Tommy, yeah.
Maybe when you have been in Ireland and come back on a Sunday evening, we will revisit. We'll reverie together, or we say in Ireland, Ramesh together. That means, that's called gentle conversation in Ireland. So, Jimmy, it has been an absolute delight to have had this fireside chat, shall we say, with Chuck, you and I, this Sunday afternoon. On behalf of all of us, we wish you Godspeed and God's blessing as you go. So may I say, may the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always to your back. May the sun shine warmly on your face and the rains fall softly in your fields. And may God hold you in the palm of his hand until we meet it again. God bless you, dear friend.
Kuramila mahagut, Tom.
Tafoil taroth.
You've been listening to Faith Matters with your host, Tom McGovern. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Health, working to improve health and quality of life in our community. Join us next Sunday for another edition of Faith Matters on KTTZ-FM 89.1, a service of Texas Tech Public Media.